not tell you my source, but you guys, it is credible. It's a credible source, reliable source. And the fact that the statements are coming, not every month, but they are coming in their own time period. It means we are not playing with the statements, or we are not playing with words. So you take it as from reliable source, which we cannot disclose at this point. It is a reliable source, physical contact. Bears full responsibility for the welfare and the safety of the first vice president. He has put him in custody and is the one who controls the services in the compound, whether it is food, water, electricity, and everything. So whatever happens within that compound is squarely the responsibility of Sankwa Kiri. We cannot introduce any other stakeholder to this. It is their act. It is the arrest ordered by him. So the safety, with the health of the first vice president lies with Sankwa Kiri. Like everybody else seeing him in the court, when he's brought to the court. We have not heard from him directly, so we cannot conclude whether he's well or not. But we are aware that since 2020, he has not undergone any significant medical review or medical treatment. We have not had any opportunity for him to see his doctor. He has a doctor that normally attends him, and this doctor has not been given access since 2020. If somebody has no access to the doctor and is of advanced age, so, and we have not also heard from him, we cannot conclude on his behalf that he's feeling well or not that well. So we cannot tell you exactly. We are very concerned about the safety of the first vice president. He's being held by President Sankwa Kiri in an illegal detention and is subjected to illegal trial. And we're calling for Sankwa Kiri to immediately, without any condition, to release the first vice president and return back to dialogue. And we call upon the international community, the IGAD, the African Union, UNMISS, Troika, and the rest of the partners to pay attention to the security concerns that we are dealing with as far as the safety and the health of the first vice president is concerned.